a sign of some movement or another stalemate as the government shutdown enters its fifth week. Depends, as always, on who you ask. NPR's White House reporter Ayesha Rascoe breaks down the latest calculations being made here in Washington.
President Trump says it's time to make a deal to reopen the federal government.
Both sides in Washington must simply come together, listen to each other, put down their armor, build trust, reach across the aisle, and find solutions.
After weeks of a political stalemate, Trump said he would back a 3-year extension of the Obama-era DACA program, a program he's tried to end. DACA blocks the deportation of people brought to the country illegally as children. Trump says he will also allow immigrants with temporary protected status, or TPS, to remain in the country for 3 more years. These extensions will be tied to $5.7 billion in funding for a wall on the southern border.
This is not a 2,000-mile concrete structure from sea to sea. These are steel barriers in high-priority locations.
In addition, the White House is asking for more money to hire border agents and immigration judges. Trump argues his proposal should be able to get support from Republicans and Democrats.
That is our plan. Border security, DACA, TPS, and many other things. Straightforward, fair, reasonable, and common sense with lots of compromise.
But top Democrats in Congress have already come out against the plan. They say Trump must first agree to end the shutdown before any negotiations over border security can begin. And they contend a wall would be ineffective at stopping people from entering the country illegally. Trump acknowledged his deal doesn't address all concerns, but says it would allow time for lawmakers to work toward a more comprehensive update of immigration laws.
The good news is these problems can all be solved, but only if we have the political courage to do what is just and what is right.
The Senate plans to vote on Trump's proposal in the coming week. Ayesha Rascoe, NPR News, The White House.